summary for you for some of the indications and contraindications for cupping therapy. As you can see, there's a lot of gray areas. There's a lot of areas that haven't been studied in depth, and there's a lot of times when we just have to use our own best judgment and our intuition in the situation. And if our mind is saying, I don't know about that, I'm just not sure, then I say, listen to that. Take a step away. You can rebook them and you can make a more educated decision on treating them the next time you see them. It gives you a chance to step away, do a little bit of research, ask some questions, maybe do a little soul searching, and find out a little bit more about the situation that you're in. So please always err on the side of cautions. Protect your clients, protect yourself, cup safely. Make sure you download our disinfection guide as well, where we talk about proper cleaning and disinfection of your cups. It's just as important as knowing your indications and contraindications, maybe even more important. Also, if you're practicing fire cupping, then please do look up our section on safety for fire cupping as well. I hope you enjoyed this. Thank you very much.